Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. You've probably heard the term social proof, but do you know what it is, why it matters, and how to get it from your senior clients? In today's episode, I'm going to answer all those questions and help you get the social proof you need to market your senior photography business. Let's get started. When it comes to high school seniors, they are influenced by each other. They want to fit in, be a part of a group, and want what their friends have. Actually, you don't even have to be a high school senior because I think all of us are influenced by our friends or others, right? People are influenced by others. It's why there are influencers out there. So how can we use this influence of others in our business? Social proof is the concept that people conform to the actions of others. It's the idea that if others are doing something, then it must be the right thing to do. So how does that apply to marketing our senior photography businesses? We can use social proof to show that others are using us as their senior photographer. It is a real person who had a real experience with us telling others that they too can have that positive experience with their senior photos. Think about how you've been influenced by social proof. Have you ever looked at an empty restaurant and thought, maybe it wasn't good because why are there no people there at lunch hour? Have you ever bought something on Instagram because you saw other people posting about it? That is social proof. If you can get your clients to share their photos and their experience with you, their friends will see it, be influenced by it, and want to hire you for their senior photos too. It proves that real people are hiring us, loving their experience with us, and recommending others hire us too. Now, how do we get social proof? Do we just sit back and hope someone writes a review or shares their experience with their friends? We can, but we can also do a few things that will help us get social proof. So let me share those with you. Number one, give clients an amazing experience. You have to first give clients a reason to want to share their experience, and that starts with giving them such a memorable senior photo shoot that they can't help but want to share about it. The senior experience starts long before they even hire you. How are you interacting with clients on social media? Do you have a website that gives clear information on what you offer and how to book with you? Once they inquire about a senior session, are you responding quickly and with helpful information? Are you guiding your clients through the process of booking you? And now, once they are booked, are you doing things to help them prepare for their photo shoot? What are you doing on the photo shoot to ensure they have a great experience? The entire process needs to be something amazing where you make your senior clients feel special. Make sure you are surprising them with special touches, communicating with useful and helpful information, and making sure they have fun, feel confident, and beautiful. When we go out of our way to make our clients feel special, they will remember exactly how we made them feel, and that will be what they share with their friends. And honestly, giving them an amazing experience will make them like their photos even more. And number two, simply ask. Instead of hoping we get a review, we can actually ask for it. Don't be afraid to ask your clients to give you a review or a testimonial. Most teens won't think that, hey, maybe I should give a review to my photographer. It's not something they really think about doing. And if you ask for a formal review, they may not even know how, or they may think, I'm not a good writer, or I don't know what to say. So it's best to keep it casual and ask them some leading questions that are easy for them to answer. Make sure you're asking at the right time, which is right after the session. This is when they are most excited about their experience and their emotions are high and they are super excited to see their photos. There are two ways to ask for a review. Number one, ask them at the end of the session. Before you leave that session, simply ask them what they thought of their session. When you're saying your goodbyes, ask them if they would mind you recording a video of them answering a question. Record them with your phone and ask them a specific question they can answer. Instead of just saying share a review, which they most likely won't know what to say, ask them, what was your favorite part of your senior session? This gives them something easy to answer and something they will have on their mind right after they just finished the amazing photo shoot you provided. And you can repurpose what they said in the video into a quote to be used in a variety of ways. The second way to ask for a review is to send a survey right after the shoot. You can create a simple survey using JotForm or SurveyMonkey or any other online survey system to email to your clients right after their shoot. Again, ask specific questions that lend themselves to more than a yes or no answer. Questions like, what was your favorite part of your senior session? How did you feel before, during, or after the session? What would you tell a friend about your senior photo shoot? And don't forget to ask the mom or whoever the parent is that came with their senior on their senior session. As photographers, we have two ideal clients, the senior and the parent. Moms are influenced by other moms. How many times have you asked your mom friends who to use for a babysitter if you have young children? Or maybe you even ask recommendations for where to shop for a certain item. Moms are doing the same thing when it comes to who to hire for their child's senior portraits. So when it comes to asking for a review or a testimonial, don't forget that moms can provide social proof too. Ask them how the experience was for them. And then number three, reach out to past clients for reviews. You know you have clients that have enjoyed working with you. They probably even said so during the shoot or during the order session, or maybe even sent you an email after their session thanking you. Go back to those clients and ask if you can use what they said or ask them to share something about their session with you. Explain to them how important their review is to you and how you are going to use it. I have personally texted past senior clients and asked them for their thoughts on their session. I have contacted moms and have even asked on social media. You can create an Instagram story asking for past clients' help by saying, if you have worked with me in the past and would like to help me out with something, DM me. And then start that conversation in the DMs and get a review. And then lastly, provide incentives. You can create an incentive program to get reviews by simply thinking of great ways to thank clients for sharing their photos, giving you a testimonial, or tagging you in their posts. Think of things you would love for your clients to do, make a list and a reward or a thank you for each of the things a client does. Some ideas are, if you share a graphic saying you booked your senior photo session with me on Instagram, you will get a $10 credit toward your order. Or share one of your sneak peeks from your session, tag me, and you might receive an extra sneak peek or a free print or a credit toward your order. Give them permission to share their experience and their photos from their photo shoot and thank them with something fun in return. Now that you have the review, what do you do with it? There are many ways you can use a client testimonial or review as social proof. Number one, your website. Having client reviews throughout your website is such a great way to show potential clients what it's like to work with you from a real client. Placing reviews from clients on your homepage, your pricing page, your services page, or where you list out your session offerings, and even on your booking page will prompt potential clients to take action. They will read other client reviews and it will help them to decide to book you. An important part of having reviews on your website is having a photo of the person giving the review. If a potential client recognizes the person giving the testimonial, it will prove even further that what they are saying about you is true. The second place to place testimonials or client reviews is your blog. When you create blog posts sharing photos from a senior session, be sure to include what that senior had to say about her experience. You can treat each blog post like an interview, using answers to the questions from the senior questionnaire you sent at the beginning of the process, and sharing more about what that senior had to say from the survey you sent after the photo shoot. The third place to put out client reviews is on social media. Post reviews to your social media to share a client's experience with your audience. You can use the review as your caption when you post a photo from a senior session to your feed. You can post a client review in your story using fun stickers and decorations and making it super fun and attractive to those viewers. And you can create a highlight story just for reviews or client love, where you compile several of your client reviews in one place. And don't forget to share reviews across multiple social media platforms. Remember, you have two clients, the mom and the senior. So make sure you are posting to the social media platforms where both clients will see the review. And lastly, marketing materials. Another great place to highlight reviews is in your marketing materials that you send out to potential clients. I send out a welcome magazine to all potential clients with tons of details about my senior photo experience. And in that magazine are client reviews. Have them sprinkled throughout the magazine or guide, or have a dedicated page of reviews to show your potential clients what it's like to work with you. Using client testimonials strategically throughout your marketing is a great way to prove to others that you are the right person to take their senior photos. Remember to give every client an amazing experience. Ask them for a review with leading questions right after the photo shoot and share what they say throughout your website, social media, and marketing materials. Social proof is not only proof that you do a great job and your clients like you, but it is word of mouth marketing from your ideal client, and it will influence potential clients' decisions to hire you for their senior photos. Now, go out and get social proof for your senior photography business today. If you like today's episode, I would love to hear from you. Here I am following my own advice and asking you for a review. Take a photo, share it to Instagram, tag Seniorology, and let me know what you think of this episode. Or visit seniorology.com/the podcast and leave a review using the form provided. I will be sure to share your review on social, the website, and more. Thank you so much for listening to the Seniorology podcast, and I'll be back next week with an all new episode. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.